Hey everybody, this is something new, me talking before the podcast. So I'm going to give a quick little 10 second shout out here to our very first advertiser. They are Erie Canal Theater. Their website is www.eriecanaltheater.com. Go there, hit them up. It looks like they specialize in audio production, shit like that. They got some podcasts of their own. Email them at joe@unibrows.com. And that's Joe Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E. And the email is joe@unibrows, U-N-I-B-R-O-W-S.com. I didn't look too much into them. And this is a minute-long advertisement, so I think they got their money worth for a 10-second shout-out. Go check them out. And now, on with the show.
Greetings, Earthling. What are you a fan of? Please, make me a fan.
I like to sing.
It's done now.
Are we live? Are the numbers counting?
Oh, God.
Notice.
All right. And we are live with another amazing episode of Make Me a Fan podcast.
Yeah, I'm warm.
Oh, that was a fun introduction. I am joined today with the lovely Kaylin.
Hello.
And just so happens that our topic today, funny story, before we even get started, we should probably just do this.
Okay.
I learned my lesson last podcast. I drank whiskey in the beginning, and then I kept drinking straight whiskey the whole podcast.
Okay.
I was pretty wasted. So now I'm only going to do my shot, and I'm just going to drink beer.
I'm really proud of you.
Thanks. Recovering. So, cheers. Listen to that gulp.
Yeah.
Is that good?
No.
All right. So, funny thing about our topic today. Like, when I originally put in my phone, after we agreed upon it, I put in my calendar. I don't know if I was drunk. or what was wrong with me, but I put down Elon Musk instead of Tesla. So up until about a week or so ago, when we talked again, I thought we were going to do it on Elon Musk.
Well, that would have been a surprise because I don't know anything about Elon Musk.
Well, good thing I did do a little bit of studying. I have some notes, so.
So do I.
So today actually is the birth and death. Is it
death?
Just a death?
Yes, he died. He was born on July 10th.
July 10th. Okay.
Yes.
So he died today.
Yes.
All right.
I celebrated pretty heavily.
Was it?
I celebrated, was obviously, that, was today that what, earlier.
With, I saw fireworks. Was that for him?
Probably.
Okay. So yeah, you got a tattoo
I today. Did. I got a Tesla coil.
Tesla coil.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me all about, because I have no idea what that is.
That's fine. We'll get to it eventually.
All right. Why don't we start with the start. Who was Nikola Tesla?
So I'm going to go home now.
Nikola.
I'm not doing that. But you can do that.
I will.
But I'm not going to do that.
Podcast drinking game. Every time we say the topic, you take a drink.
I think that's a bad idea.
Not you. The audience.
Oh.
So all
do
like.
Do it. Yeah.
So like Sasha and my mom and.
Yeah.
Me.
I can't tell my mom about this because she doesn't know I got the tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah,
does she know you have any tattoos?
Yeah. They don't like them. So I'm just going to pretend I don't have it until like summer when I have to wear shorts and stuff.
Yeah, because we're not going to be able to get on camera and you obviously can't see doing the podcast. But covers pretty much like most of your right thigh from like what mid-hip, like just short level.
Yeah, like
Like to wear like volleyball shorts.
So start. Like right above my knee to, yeah, like shorts.
Yeah. So like if you wore like jorts, that would cover it.
Why would I wear jorts?
Because I heard they're coming back.
I don't know.
I heard John Cena wears jorts. Mm-hmm. You can't tell for sure because you can't see him. All right, awkward joke. All right, so let's get...
I know about John Cena.
What do you know about John Cena?
I've had enough of John Cena.
Yeah, you like John Cena? Are you a big wrestling fan? Yeah.
That's all I know.
John Cena!
And when he prank calls people.
Yeah, that's the best. All right, so yeah, let's get into Nikola Tesla. Tell me about him.
Well, he was born on July 10th.
Okay.
During a thunderstorm.
I did read that.
Yes, and he was born at midnight.
So he's basically Frankenstein? He's Frankenstein's monster.
Probably. I mean, he knew a lot of stuff that nobody cared about then, and we're just getting to now.
Okay.
So the midwife is like, he's a child of the storm, and the mom's like, he's a child of the light, which is very obvious.
Yeah.
The wizard of electricity.
Oh, yeah.
And other things.
And he looks like Freddie Mercury.
No, he looks like a packet of Diablo hot sauce from Taco Bell because, sizzle, sizzle.
He kind of looks like Vincent Price on the cover of that book.
He looks sexy, is what he looks like.
Too bad he died a virgin and no one...
That is too bad.
No one ever experienced his lightning bolt.
His Tesla coil.
No one got all up in that coil. Or maybe he never got up in their coils.
I don't know.
With his DC rod. Is that how... I don't know anything about electricity.
No.
I assume you're an electrician, right?
Yeah.
So that's why...
It's very obvious.
Okay. Like, you're not, right?
I'm not.
Okay. We should probably...
So, I mean, he had an older brother.
Okay.
He had three sisters. His older brother died because he was trampled by a horse.
Okay.
When they were really young.
And he grew up in Croatia, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty common in that part of town.
Being trampled by horses? Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He lived on a farm.
With two aunts, right?
And his mom and his dad.
I thought he had two aunts. I read a story about his snaggletooth aunts.
Oh, yeah.
And how he would
call him out about being ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, he was talking about how one didn't have any teeth except for two big tusks that protruded straight out her face.
Gross.
Yeah. So, okay, he had some siblings. He lived in Croatia. He had some walrus aunts.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Well, he was really educated.
Okay.
He actually did go to school. Never completed, though. Came to America. Worked for Edison. Edison was like, no, bitch, I'm not going to pay you any of the money I said I was going to pay you. So he was like, bye, Felicia. And then
he started that. The whole bye, Felicia started with Tesla.
Of course, because he did so many other things.
That's on like page 34 of The Wizard of Electricity, if you want to buy it.
Yep, here it is.
It's at Barnes & Noble's for $9.98,
but I bought this like 5 years ago, so I don't know.
So it's probably on the clearance rack.
Probably.
Okay.
So
he did not get along with Edison.
Oh, no.
They were like competitors.
They were rivals.
Okay.
Like, I wish that Tesla would have electrocuted him with the AC current that Edison so hated.
Okay. I don't know anything about electricity. Tell me the difference between AC and DC.
Okay, so Edison was the DC guy.
Okay.
So it operates at a lower voltage.
It's like the comic book.
Yeah, just like the comic book.
Like Marvel wasn't around yet. It was just AC and DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like the band.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know anything about that band, so sucks. Okay. Well, then it's good I don't know anything about...
That to suck!
That's probably that.
Yeah.
Then, okay. So, DC current operates at a lower...
What does DC stand for?
Direct current.
Okay. And AC is alternating?
It is.
I remember a little bit. Okay, go on.
You're so smart. So, operates at a lower voltage, so you need transmitters every mile to keep it giving you electricity.
Like the telephone poles we have.
Sort of. For telephones?
You know, like, yeah. the power lines. Okay. So, is that what we use now?
No. Like, they'd be, like, little mini power plants.
Oh, almost. Okay. Okay.
So, Tesla did the alternating current, the AC current, and though that runs at a higher voltage through a thinner wire so it could get further and do more.
Okay.
So, Edison was like, no, DC current, AC current's really dangerous because it operates at a higher voltage, but everybody is like, no, this is safe. But then Edison's out there electrocuting people's pets and
elephants, right?
Yeah. And like, they would take you, like, hire kids to, like, bring pets off the street, like 25 cents a pet.
I thought you were gonna say he hired kids off the street and electrocuted them. Well, electrocuting kids is cool, pets not so much. Pets are awesome.
Yeah,
pets
kids are
suck.
Yeah, kids are, you can do that, but yeah, not pets.
Kaylin is on record saying she's okay with electrocuting kids.
That's true.
Okay.
Screaming kids, especially.
Just kick the kid right in the face. Sweet chin music.
Yeah. The John Cena music.
Then just put them up on your shoulders, give them the attitude adjustment. Through the table!
So then Edison was like, we can electrocute a person because AC current's really dangerous. And it took like 15 minutes to do the first thing on the electric chair with the AC current. And they had to do it twice because the guy didn't die the first time. So really, is it really dangerous?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, we use it now.
Okay.
DC currents.
Is that what goes through our house now? Is DC?
It is. Okay. No, it's AC. That goes through our house.
So Tesla won.
Tesla won.
Podcast over.
See ya. So, yeah. So that was a big thing. A lot of the stuff that we have now, we can really attribute to Mr. Nikola Tesla.
Nikola.
I'm going to start taking a drink every time you do that.
Nikola.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But a lot of stuff we have now, wireless, radar, x-rays, remote control.
You're just burning through my list of notes. So you
want me to slow down?
No, that's fine. You want to talk about some of them?
Yeah.
All right. So you talked about alternating current. X-rays. I heard a funny story about x-rays.
Okay, tell me the story.
I listened to a lot of my notes for this was listening to the Sofa King podcast.
Wait, I did that too, so I would know what you were talking about.
You listened to the Sofa King podcast?
I did.
You did notes?
Yes, and really? I have them in my notes.
Oh, shit.
Right here.
That's a great episode, right?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I got was some guy claimed he invented the x-ray.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent to Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
He sent an x-ray to Tesla. And Tesla sent him one back, like, yeah, that's cool. I accidentally invented this, like, 10 years ago.
I know.
Big fucking deal.
Like,
I invented this so I could make this bigger thing. This is just a small little part of my machine.
Mm-hmm. So I think he showed a lot of people what was up.
Yeah.
But not just the x-ray, but a lot of things.
Okay.
I think what I took away from that podcast, though, was squish your toes 100 times per foot each night because will stimulate your brain cells.
Yeah, have you tried it?
No, because I just listened to this the other day.
You can't knock it till you tried it.
Well, I don't really want to stimulate my brain cells before I go to bed.
Well, maybe you should try it in the morning. Maybe instead of that cup of, you know, extra large frappe, venti, mocha, crappuccino bullshit that you spend $20 on Starbucks. You can just squish your toes a bunch of times and wake up.
I will let you know the results of this experiment.
How many times do you have to do it?
I don't know. We did it every day.
I don't know. How many times do you have to squish your toes? Carrie's creeping up the stairs right now.
100 times per foot.
Dude, my foot would totally cramp up. I bet if I did it 10 times, my foot would. 1, 2, 3,
I don't know.
4,
I guess 5, if you're not having sex, 6, though, I mean, it doesn't 7, really matter.
8, 9, I'm starting to foot cramp. Yep. Well, 9 times I got a foot cramp.
Well, then I will make sure to not do it until I get home.
Fucking Nikola. Oh, Kaylin's drinking.
I'm sorry. It's just taking me a long time.
It's fine. That was less than a finger.
That's less than a finger too much.
I guess. You're not Irish, are you?
Mm-mm.
There you go. All right. So, Tesla invented the radio.
He did, and Marconi got all the credit for it because he's a dick. Mm-hmm. Used 17 of Tesla's patents to create this radio, which, though, by the way, Tesla did end up getting the credit for.
1943, the Supreme Court.
After he died.
Yeah, a lot of shit happened.
Just a couple months. So it was basically like he was alive.
Yeah, so, yeah, 1943, Supreme Court overturned Marconi, who sounds like a villain in Daredevil.
It is a macaroni.
Macaroni, yeah. Overturned the Macarena's patent. And, yeah, so Tesla, in 1897, applied for two patents. And, but in 1904, the U.S. Patent Office reversed its decision and gave it to the Macarena as the inventor of the radio. Probably because, Chef Boyardee's financial backers, who also included
pulled all his funding.
Yeah, Edison and Andy Cardigan, the creator of the cardigan. So yeah, this apparently also allowed the U.S. government to avoid having to pay royalties that were claimed by Nikola Tesla. Okay, so Tesla created the remote control.
He did. I believe he did showcase that at the World's Fair.
Probably. He showed a bunch of shit.
He did.
You know who else was at that World Fair?
H.H. Holmes.
High fucking five. Serial killer of the decade.
Yeah. Only the coolest.
So we were at...
Who else would have a murder castle that was like a whole block big?
I can't believe they blew that shit up. I totally visited it.
I would too.
Or I still want to visit where the post office is now.
Even Jeffrey Dahmer's house. Like,
I've been there, but you got to go to the hood.
And it's not there. Yeah, I mean, it's there, but it's not there. Yeah.
You got to use your white privilege to get through that neighborhood.
Well, good
it's
thing.
Dangerous.
or even Ed Gein's land.
I've been in Plainsfield too. Yeah, I actually talked to Brent from the Soul Thinking podcast about that.
Really?
After their Ed Gein podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I went there back when I drove a straight truck, maybe like 10, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had to deliver nearby, so I went through Plainsfield, and I went in the hardware store. It's still there. The Ace Hardware store is still there.
Okay.
And I parked, and I got out. I took a picture of the hardware store, and I look over, and everyone's like staring at me because it's a really small town. It's like 2 blocks.
Right.
And out of that 2 blocks... I swear to fucking God, I swear on Brody's life, there was a guy dressed like Elvis. He had the jumpsuit, and he had the glasses, the sideburns, and the big hair.
I bet it's Ed Gein.
Ed Gein's dead.
I know.
But Elvis is still alive. Everyone talks about Tupac
like
Island.
Tupac.
Tupac Island is actually Plainsfield. That's where Tupac and Biggie
That's where
and JFK.
They all go. Yeah.
Yeah, they all go to Plainsfield.
I believe it.
So...
Why wouldn't you?
Plainsfield's awesome. You know, 9 months out of the year, it's like negative 10. It's great.
Great.
Yay, Plainsfield.
Shout out to Plainsfield.
Yeah, if any listeners are from Plainsfield, hit me up. I'll have you on. You can tell me about...
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein. Fucking them corpses.
It's mom.
Making the nipple belts.
Oh.
Yeah. Now at Hot Topic, nipple belts.
Ooh.
So with this remote control, I read that he had a remote-controlled boat that was supposed to eliminate all armies, basically. It's going to be like a Terminator boat.
Let me tell you this thing that he did, though.
Okay.
Do you know about this?
I might. I don't know, because you haven't told me. So.
Oh, all right. Well, he came up with a design for a UFO.
Oh, well, I did read that he was talking to UFOs, or he thought he was talking to UFOs.
Yeah, he was, the father of astronomy, basically, because he was shooting stuff into space in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Before we were doing it in the 60s, so.
Yeah, I just saw a headline today, actually, on Google News saying that they pinpointed the area he was talking about, and they verified that there were signals coming from there. So, on the anniversary of his death.
Who even is this man? For real.
He be Jesus? The second coming?
He's like the third and the fourth and the fifth coming of Jesus.
No.
Probably.
I guess I'm probably the 10th then.
I guess.
I'm the Jesus of podcasting and comic books and pulling shit out of my ass.
Okay.
No, that sounded really bad. I don't
pull
shit out of my ass.
No, you don't.
That sounds really bad. Like, I pull shit out of my ass.
Like
I
floss out of a dog's?
You know about Brody?
One time Lexi had a piece of grass stuck in her butt and I had to get it out. I was watching the dog.
Yeah.
And I was dreading this. I was hoping this wouldn't happen while my parents were away.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets a blade of grass stuck in her butt.
So from sitting or did she eat it?
She ate it.
And it didn't digest.
No. Like but it was like stuck. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm trying to get her to sit down so I could just like put like kind of like get it with a twig.
Okay.
So I don't have to touch it. And I'm texting my mom. She's not answering me. I'm like, Mom, this is so traumatizing. How do you do this? There's
do
grass stuck in her butt. Well, I hope they don't eat grass. So, I mean, there's that. But yeah. I was traumatized, and all she could send back to me 3 hours later was, LOL. She saved it for you.
That's what I would say to my kids, yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
So did you pull it out?
Thanks, Mom. I did with a leaf.
I'm going to find your mom on Facebook, and I'm going to send her this video clip.
And then I screamed. Send her this.
I will.
But nothing else.
All about the tattoos.
Number 8.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
So, yeah, with Brody, maybe it was like, he was pretty young. He was maybe like a year. I was living in Waukesha, and Brody, or Joe, a.k.a. Sausage, was over all the time. We'd always just drink rum. But we were getting drunk watching Smallville, and Joe was like, was hanging out of Brody's butt. And it was like an inch of green floss. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is so disgusting. And Joe was like, I'll get it. And he grabbed it.
Ah!
And he pulled like a foot and a half of.
I can't.
The first inch was green. The other foot and a half was brown.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
That's
I had a dog
gross.
That ate a condom once.
Also gross.
Yeah, he pooped it up. 2 days later, he didn't get pregnant either.
Wow, amazing.
Just goes to show you can't get pregnant by taking it in the mouth or the butt.
Amazing.
So, enough with the anal sex.
Okay.
Let's talk about electromotors.
Okay.
Which.
Like the car kind? Or
which, yeah. Nikola Tesla invented the electric motor.
Yes, so it was 60% more efficient than our motors today, which are only, I believe, 42% efficient.
Yeah, and he made this in 1930.
And nobody even cares. Like, why didn't anyone, like, nobody even cares about any of these things that he did. Like, all they wanted back then was, like,
prohibition.
Like,
alcohol.
Yeah, like a toaster oven. Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
That's all they want. Like, they didn't want any of this cool stuff that we're taking for granted now. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
But.
Sorry.
Toasters are kind of bullshit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because, like, look at the preparation that goes into bread. Bread is hard to make. Did you ever try making bread?
My mom used to have one of those bread makers when that was a big thing.
Yeah,
it
bread's
took, like,
hard.
2 hours.
Yeah, and it's like you have to make sure everything's just right in order to make bread perfect. And then you slice it, which actually people slice bread wrong. You know the proper way to slice bread?
I don't.
You turn it upside down. It
that
cuts
makes,
super
that makes sense.
Easy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you cut a slice of bread and you're like, you have this perfect bread. You know, the nice, thick outside, soft, gooey middle. And then you're like, I'm just going to overcook this shit for a little bit more. Like, you're basically ruining bread by toasting it. It's like if you had the perfect, like, you make a Hot Pocket. And you finally cook it where the middle isn't frozen. And it's just all around perfect. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to hold my lighter up to it for a little bit just to get that, you know.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for that shitty taste.
I don't know. Like, I make grilled cheese sometimes, but it's only the outside that is toasted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I microwave my grilled cheese.
My mom used to do that when I was little.
Like, ghetto grilled cheese?
Yeah, throw it in the microwave.
Right.
And it got soggy.
Yeah, but soggy shit's awesome. Like, soggy
cereal.
Nachos? Soggy nachos?
Soggy nachos and soggy cereal.
Yeah, what else? Soggy noodles. You don't want your noodles hard. You want them.
But I don't really want them soggy, because they disintegrate.
What?
Like, yeah.
You've had noodles disintegrate.
Like, they just fall apart.
What the fuck are you cooking your noodles? I had spaghetti here, but now I have spaghetti sauce and dust. Okay. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I think it's more like egg noodles that this happens to.
I don't know what egg noodles are.
Okay, so...
How do you get noodles from an egg?
I don't know. They just happen.
You're like, my mom I cracked open an egg and I wanted an omelet, but I got spaghetti instead.
So weird. Sometimes that happens. I don't know.
Fucking chickens.
My mom uses those noodles for chicken noodle soup, and those ones get soggy really fast, and then they just fall apart.
And then what happens when they fall apart? They're still in your fucking spoon. They're
still... picky. I'm not saying I don't eat... Don't eat noodles, even disintegrated noodles.
Well, noodles have gluten. Do you eat gluten?
I'm okay with gluten.
Gluten's pretty awesome.
Gluten and I.
Hashtag gluten and I.
Yeah.
All right. So he also made robotics and lasers, which go hand in hand.
Remember that one time he went crazy and made a death ray or made plans for a death ray?
Yeah, he made something that could blow up the Empire State Building. Oh, yeah. That was the size of a cell phone.
Oh, and then he died, and then the government raided his apartment because they thought he had plans for this death ray.
I thought he paid his rent one time that was late with the plans to his death ray. That's what I read on the webpage.
I didn't read this. I was going to ask you for your sources, but then I was like, I'll just talk about what I've got.
Oh, I have a producer now. Trav. He doesn't have a mic, but... You might be able to hear him a little bit. He's already failing his first day on the job. He was supposed to bring his laptop over. Oh, TJ, you don't even have the movie playing in the background.
What?
Can you go turn that on?
And I apologize, but there are dogs here that I need to pet.
You see a dog. You got to pet a dog. Yeah, turn that on and then grab the PS4 controller. Turn that on. We're supposed to be playing a movie. In the background. Sorry if you guys are bored.
But this is nothing to do with Nikola Tesla.
But there is. There's electricity. It's Friday the 13th, part 7.
You know what we should be watching right there is The Prestige.
Oh, is that based on him with the
it's like Tesla
bullshit magician?
And magic, so, okay.
Was he
but
a
David Bowie. Wait,
turn the audio
David
on.
Bowie.
Grab the other remote.
Was Tesla in this movie. But I haven't seen this movie.
David
but
Bowie was in...
He played Tesla.
In The Prestige.
Yes.
I thought it was just Wolverine and Batman.
They were the magicians.
Yeah, but...
But David Bowie played Tesla.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I don't either because I haven't seen this, but 800 people have yelled at me this week since I told them I was doing this podcast.
So that means...
And getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
So, have you seen The Prestige? No. What?
So we should have at least 800 new views after this.
Because I told all my friends about this.
You're very super famous.
I'm so famous. I am internet famous on my work's website.
Are you?
Not really.
You're electrician, singleelectrician.com?
Yeah. Sell lamps.
All right. So,
Oh, that was bad.
Where we go? Here we go. He wanted to make a tower. $150,000 tower.
Oh, yeah.
That would use natural frequencies of our universe, a.k.a. aliens, in my opinion, to transmit data, including a wide range of information communicated through images, voicemails, and text. This represented the world's first wireless communications, but it meant that, aside from the cost of the tower itself, the universe was filled with free energy that could be utilized to form a worldwide web connecting all people in all places, as well as allowing people to harness the energy for free around them. So he basically invented the internet, not Al Gore. Fuck you, Al Gore.
He did.
You're a liar.
The wireless, even, part of it, that we know. Hey.
I don't have the date of when this was, but this was...
If it weren't for Tesla, we wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Exactly.
That came from Sofa King, in case they somehow stumble upon this. I have to quote it.
So, for $150,000, I don't know what the inflation would be nowadays. Maybe TJ can Google that. What, $150,000 to
in
from 1890? What is that today? Because I'm sure Trump could probably afford that. So, maybe we should get one of these towers. It could be Trump Tower, wireless communications.
Yeah, but once his...
We all get free energy.
Once the people that were funding him found out that it was free, they were like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
And then they pulled it all. And so then we didn't have anything. And then Tesla was a penniless person in a hotel room who ate Nabisco crackers and drank milk.
That is what I could not find.
R.I.P.
I do have a lot about his death, but first, pop quiz.
I thought this was supposed to be first.
Oh, you thought the quiz was going to be first?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a pop quiz because it's in the middle, probably. Yeah. Okay.
Surprise. Okay. So, these are all true or false.
Okay.
So, you got a 50-50 shot.
Okay.
All right. So, Tesla invented polyphase AC power, or some say AC power in general.
That's true. Well, he didn't invent it. He discovered it.
Yeah, that's false. He did not invent it. He first, there was a hand-cranked AC generator developed by Hippolyte Pixie in 1832. There was a lot more used in Europe in the 1880s. And in 1870 in Germany, they had a crude two-phase AC generator by Galileo Ferraris, a scientist in Italy. So, yeah, he did not invent
Then we should probably not ask the rest of these questions because I already failed.
He popularized it.
Sorry.
Is that the word?
Don't
touch the mic.
I'm sorry.
I'll slap your face off.
I forgot that it was there.
You want to be a guest? I'll slap
you,
too.
I'll ruin all your things.
I'll slap you all silly. All right. So, Tesla invented the transformer. True or false?
But, no. I don't think so.
Okay, so you're going to say false.
I don't think I want to, though.
Yeah, there's no penalty. You're not going to get,
there's a penalty because I'm going to be embarrassed that I don't know these things when I'm trying to talk about him intelligently.
Okay. No, he did not invent it. He did not invent the transformer. My producer said $150,000 in 1890 equals $3.792 million in 2006. So $4 million.
Wow.
You can win that much in the lottery.
Yeah.
Go broke. Are his patents, available online?
I think usually it's 30 years and they're done.
Well, you should do, a Kickstarter to try to, get that shit funded.
Oh, I just remember the time that the Oatmeal comic did a fundraiser to save his lab so they can make it a museum. And You know what? It worked.
Did?
So I'm pretty...
I did read that his museum was based on a comic. I didn't read the article.
So it's the Oatmeal. So they they love Tesla over at the Oatmeal.
Yeah.
So that was a nice read. I took notes on that comic.
I didn't really read that. I read... I'm mostly DC. I like DC comics. That's very fitting. Batman, Superman.
Do you like Edison? Because he's a dick.
I don't know a lot about Edison.
Well, he's a dick.
Is he?
He's a total D-bag.
I read... web page that was very pro-Tesla, one page that was very anti-Tesla, and one page that was in the middle. I think the web page said something like, Tesla wasn't a god, but he wasn't a crazy hack. So it was in the middle. Some people like to put him way up high on a pedestal, and some people like to shove him under the ground like he was just some madman.
Well, just so we're clear, he's on a pedestal.
Okay. Well, you're trying to make me a fan of it.
I am. So let's continue with this delicious pop
Nikola.
Quiz.
Nikola.
Well.
So Tesla invented the radar. Wait, no, I skipped one. Sorry. You got a tattoo today of the Tesla coil.
I did.
He invented the induction coil.
False?
False. It was discovered by Michael Faraday. I think he plays the new Assassin's Creed guy. Isn't that Magneto, TJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that the guy at Magneto invented it.
He discovered it. You can try to make me a fan of induction comics while I make you a fan of Tesla.
Well, I'll just put on Deadpool.
That's already a good movie. So.
Exactly. So you're already a fan. Okay. I win. Podcast over. Boom. Okay, so Nicholas Callan. No relation to Nicolas Cage, discovered it in 1836, long before Tesla was born. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
We know about Tesla making the fluorescent lamps that spelled out competitors' names at the World Fair.
Yeah, he was neon. He did the neon thing.
So he invented the fluorescent lamp, true or false?
False.
Now you're just guessing.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's false. Yeah, all these questions are false. These are from the Tesla debunked webpage.
Nobody told me that all the answers to this pop quiz were false.
Well, it's not really a quiz if you know all the answers. Yeah, he didn't invent the fluorescent lamp. He did not invent microwave transmitters. The 1895 Viagra Falls hydropower plant was not the first commercial AC hydrophonic power plant.
No.
No. So, let's see. All right, let's skip to the awesome part.
Can I tell you some, like, little facts?
Yeah, yeah.
Some really fun facts. Like, he was OCD to the max.
I have that fact. Yeah.
Wait, are we going to talk about that later?
No. Yeah, he liked to, he was super clean.
He would count his steps when he, and, like, he would, like, take long walks around New York City, count all of his steps. And these walks, like, 8 to 10 miles.
Yeah. So he was, like, the first Fitbit. He invented,
You know, Fitbit. Probably, if he would have, like, lived longer, probably.
Yeah.
And didn't go crazy at the end.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get into. But, yeah, like, his crazy does tie in with his OCD. Like, he had to have 18 napkins on his table during meals. Yeah,
multiples of three. Like, like 18 towels.
Yeah, even his room number was, like, a multiple of three.
Yeah. He had to calculate the cubicle content of his, like, plate and the cup and, like, bowls.
I don't even know how to do that.
TJ said it was, like, volume. Like, because, well, volume is apparently cube, so maybe that makes sense.
My producer is a mathematical genius. Travis. What's a cubic volume of this glass?
I have no idea.
No.
Oh, you fail. You're
no, because no. Then he was fucking me up because earlier we got coffee and he's like, well, then you would have to
coffee
be
coffee with my producer. Oh, this if you're gonna do a interview or if you're gonna be on the podcast, you might have to do an audition process with the producer. It's standard procedure. Don't be creeped out. He's a lovely fella. So go.
It was a pretty lovely time.
That's good.
But he's like telling me I have to calculate the radius and see it goes like this, so we have to calculate the whatever measurements of the things, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is like, but, okay, so if he didn't calculate the cubicle content, then I guess his meal wasn't enjoyable. Okay, I guess.
So you didn't have a good meal, TJ, because it wasn't big enough?
I didn't calculate the cubicle content, so I'm so sorry. Yes, but
did he
also
put it on the company card at least, the meal?
I don't know.
You put it on the company card? All right, yeah. Yeah, that's a.
Is that what you were asking?
That's from all our sponsors, which I'll get to at the end. Okay. So you can thank all the fans for the meal.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not just a video podcast, it's audio. So
I know.
You have to say it.
I did. I said thanks.
I know, but it was really quiet.
Thanks.
All right. So, yeah, he also didn't. He had a abnormal sensitivity to sounds.
Mm-hmm. He also hallucinated a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he never made drawings until he had to do patents, because he would just, like, see his things, and then he would just make them.
Yeah, he had, like, a barn or a lab or something burned down.
Oh, yeah.
And all his notes were destroyed.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck it, they're all in my head.
Right. Like, what a crazy person. Like okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was nuts. I just every time I think about him, I'm just like, how did this person even be a person? Like,
yeah,
just crazy.
So he, I didn't read too much into it, but one of his siblings died when he was young, right?
Yeah, the one that got trampled by a horse.
Yeah, oh yeah, you told me.
I had to make the question mark because I think that's what happened.
My Alzheimer's getting so bad.
Well, you are pretty old.
I am. But yeah, he was like, he was visited by, like, his brother's ghost, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
I read something about that.
I didn't.
Travis, check
your phone. I read this book.
And then Google that.
This book.
That's all you know about Tesla's one book?
No, I have these other things that I did.
The Sofa King podcast.
Oh, the oatmeal. Hashtag Sofa King. And I've read other books, but the other book was The Writings, Researches, and Inventions.
Mm-hmm.
So that had nothing to do with his brother getting trampled by a horse.
Oh. But I'm pretty sure that he was visited by the ghost. But yeah, let's talk about how much he hated jewelry.
Well, you can tell me about that because
you don't know about his hatred for jewelry?
There was like probably a little blurb that I read about it.
Yeah, he he had a, quote, violent aversion against the earrings of women.
Yes.
And, I quote, the sight of a pearl would almost give me a fit.
But and he that, liked other things.
And that he would not touch another person's hair unless, quote, perhaps at the point of a revolver. And that if he saw a peach...
He hated peaches.
Yeah, he would get a fever. He would actually get a fever at the sight of a peach.
Well, I'm pretty sure he was crazy.
Well, didn't you ever see Face Off?
No.
Oh, yeah, that didn't come out yet. Where, you know, peach. I could eat a peach for hours.
All I can think about
Nicolas is Nicolas Cage?
Face millions Off? Of peaches.
Peaches for me.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, at the end of his life, which I think is the best part of his life.
Oh, yeah. He, like, married a pigeon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. He fell in love with a white female. Hashtag all pigeons matter. He claimed that the white pigeon visited him through an open window at his hotel. And that he believed the bird was coming to tell him that she was dying. And he saw, quote, two powerful beams of light in the bird's eyes.
Laser pigeon.
Yeah. He said... Yes, it was a real light, a powerful, dazzling, blinding light, a light more intense than I had ever produced by the most powerful lamps in my laboratory. I loved that pigeon as a man loves a woman, and she loved me. As long as I had had her, there was a purpose to my life.
Well, he was probably done by then, so he could put a ring on something.
Do you think he fucked that pigeon?
Probably not, because I will not speak ill of this man. Not ever.
But, okay. If he fucked the live pigeon, that would be really bad, he right? That would be like bestiality.
Okay, but also fucking a dead pigeon would be just as bad. Probably worse.
Okay, but what if he took that pigeon, got rid of all the feathers, just got like the meat, cooked the meat, warmed it up, put it in a Ziploc bag, and just fucked the meat?
I don't... What?
Like fucking a chicken I don't... is bestiality. But if you, like, fuck a chicken sandwich, is that bestiality too? Or is that way That's... different?
Well, the, you know, okay, so it's like those things when people are, like, turned on by balloons or cars. Like, you don't...
Cars. Carrie's turned on by cars.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, I haven't heard balloons. Are you turned on by balloons?
I'm not, but okay, so there was this show that was... To show, like, some show on, like, TLC or something. That was,
oh, yeah, the like, weird fetishes or what it is. Like,
yeah, so, like, this guy, like, turned on by balloons.
Yeah, I think someone got turned on by, like, eating cotton.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess whatever you like,
fine. You like fucking sandwiches? Pigeons.
Sure.
You know, if you want, if you're a great adventure, go fuck the pigeon.
Yeah, do that.
Especially the white ones.
Yeah, they have laser eyes.
Yeah, and you know you're not gonna like get a disease.
Yeah,
because they're white.
Probably not. But all right. I think it's weird because he had OCD. I mean, maybe it's never because, you know, like what are those called? Like
laser pigeons?
No. Well, you know, like when people are autistic, but they've got like the things that they do.
Oh, like Asperger's?
No, they have.
Yeah, he had Asperger's, didn't he? I thought he had a mild form of that.
He probably.
Or was he autistic?
But, like, even though he had OCD, he would let the pigeon, like, he would go to the park and let the pigeons just, like, be on him.
Yeah.
So gross.
Like a statue.
Yeah. Like
pigeons have diseases.
Like, shit on him and stuff like that. Like, he would just stand there with his arms out and then just let the pigeons be there on his arms.
He invented, like, the New York human...
He's a pigeon master.
Oh, shit. That sounds like a new video game.
Ooh.
Pigeon Master.
Mm-hmm.
I take to the skies. I watch over the city. I am the Pigeon Master. I fight crime. That's my new comic. Fuck Coyote. Coyote's a stupid comic. Pigeon Master. I'm going to make that comic.
You should.
It's going
to get... It has to do with... Make sure there are like Teslas involved somehow.
Well, the villain is going to be Tesla.
Oh.
And he's going to... constantly be trying to fuck the pigeon. He's like, come here, little pigeon. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
Don't like, soil no, his name.
No, I'm the Pigeon Master. You can't fuck me in the ass.
Come here, little pigeon.
No.
Yes.
No.
Take it.
Take this Tesla coil.
What?
No. My Tesla asshole.
Oh my god, why?
I just got trampled in the ass by horses. On a fishing basket.
What?
Okay. Ooh. So that pigeon that he fucked apparently died in his arms.
It did.
Oh, we just took a sad
trauma.
Turn. And he was quoted as saying, like, with that pigeon's death. I'm not quoting him right now.
No, it's fine, but I'm going to look to see if there is a quote in this book.
There is.
You didn't read this book.
I'm just saying there is a quote. He said basically that his he knew right then his life work was done.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. So, and then he ate some candy bars. He jerked off watching the pigeons, and then he died. Today.
That's basically it.
He died today.
He did die today, but...
In what year?
Several years, 1943.
Oh, that was a year before my dad was born. Maybe my dad is reincarnated.
There's a picture of this pigeon in here.
Because my dad likes birds. I don't know if he likes pigeons, though. I don't think he's sexually attracted to birds.
I hope not.
All right.
Your dad's a nice man.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. So, did you know that Tesla thought the Earth was flat?
He did not think the Earth was flat.
Do you know about flat Earth?
I know about flat Earth. The conspiracy theory?
Or fact, however you want to look at it. What do you know about flat Earth?
Really think I know more about hollow Earth than I know about flat Earth.
I know about hollow Earth, too.
Hollow Earth is crazy. People are crazy.
Yeah, Hitler's living down there.
He is, with all the Nazis.
Mm-hmm. They can get from Germany to Argentina like that. Yeah, flat Earth is basically like, instead of being round, the Earth is like a plate.
Yes, like when people thought with Columbus.
Yeah, it turned out they were right. And
okay.
Tesla thought that, too. This is all a quote. From Nikola Tesla. Charles, can you give me another little refill here? You want a little bit more?
No. That was the worst thing I ever drank.
What? Have you had tequila?
I love tequila.
Have you had, what's the opposite of,
What's the opposite of tequila?
Jesus Christ, why don't you take a little bit? What's the opposite of Rumplemintz? There's Rumplemintz and then there's another one. That tastes like black licorice.
Jaeger?
No. No, it's a higher proof.
Yeah, see, he's got the same face I do. Ew.
No, it's a higher proof.
I don't know. Dr. McGillicuddy's?
No.
No, it's something, it's a red and black label.
I found that already.
All right, so this is Tesla's quote on the Earth being flat.
I'm waiting.
And this is 100% him. Should I
do it in his Pidgey raping voice?
Don't!
Okay. quote. Earth is a realm. It is not a planet. It is not an object. Therefore, it has no edge. Earth would be more easily defined as a system environment. Earth is also a machine. It is a Tesla coil. Coils are flat. The sun and moon are powered wirelessly with the electromagnetic field. This field also suspends the celestial spheres on S-ing all my words really bad with electromagnetic levitation. Electromag levitation disproves gravity because the only force you need to counter is the electromagnetic force, not gravity. The stars are attached to the fermentation.
I don't even know what that means.
For all you smart people out there.
Black house.
Yes. Thank you. Black house.
I didn't even have to Google it.
Thank you, cheerleader. You can be the cheerleader. You're not the producer. No one can hear what you're
Brody
saying right
looking
now.
At her.
Because that's what Brody does.
Oh, he's looking at...
All right, yeah. So basically, it's talking about... it's like a Tesla coil. Coils are flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're round, but they're flat.
I don't know. Let's look at my leg for a second.
Well, that's a two-dimensional image. I can't see 3D on your leg.
Well, the coil is like this. But yes, the coil is like this.
Yeah, it's like those things you put outside for mosquitoes in the summertime that you burn.
Sure. Those are candles.
No, not the candles, the coils.
Sure.
Oh, you don't have mosquitoes. You're like high class white people. You're not middle class.
This is my privilege.
It's your privilege.
dick.
Okay. Tell me about Edison and how he's a dick.
Because I hate him a lot.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's a dick. So Tesla came over. He wanted to work for Edison. Mm-hmm. And Edison's like, hey, I got a lot of problems with my shit. Will you fix it? And I'll give you a bunch of money. And then Tesla went over and he did it in like a night. Mm-hmm. He fixed all his shit in a night. And then he came back. He's like, so where's my money? And Edison's like, LOL, bitch. Like, take an American joke. Ha ha.
Yeah.
And then he didn't pay him shit. And then Tesla's
like $40,000?
It was a lot. It was a lot of money.
Back then, that was probably a lot.
Yeah. And then Tesla's like, okay, bye. I'm going to do my own thing then. And then this is where the rivalry started. And then, so Edison just hated Tesla because Tesla was clearly a better person.
Okay.
Better at everything ever. For instance, so Tesla had this radar situation down in World War I when it started. And then Edison was a head of R&D for the Navy. And Tesla came and he pitched this radar.
Yeah.
And Edison was like, haha, it doesn't work like that. Go away. And it's like, all right. But then this other dude invented it like 20 years later using his ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a jerk.
Yeah.
Edison also married a 16-year-old girl.
Is that worse than a pigeon?
I think so.
Really?
Because he was probably old AF when he did it.
But I think back then you only lived to be...
16. Tesla lived to be 86.
That's true. I was thinking of, like, medieval times. When you only lived to be, like, 25 and you get married when you're 12.
Not medieval times.
Well, 1900s, I think 16 was probably okay back then. It's only 2 years difference.
I don't know. Edison was, like, 800 years old and this girl was 16.
Is that even... Was he Methuselah from the Bible?
Probably. Probably not.
That's, like, the oldest person in the Bible.
Well, Edison also didn't use, like, any of his own ideas. He was more of a salesman.
Yeah, he's, like, a marketer.
Yeah. So he didn't use any of his ideas.
But yet, somehow, schools teach that he, like, invented the light bulb.
But he didn't.
Exactly.
22 other people had ideas for it. He just improved it and then knew how to sell it.
Yeah.
So, he's a jerk. What other notes do I have about Edison? So I can tell you about how he's more of a jerk.
I have that it was a myth that the AC/DC was Tesla versus Edison or Westinghouse versus General Electric. I have that false.
Well.
Do you want to hear a lie?
Yes.
Okay, let me read this. All right, General Electric. I haven't read this prehand, so this could be complete bullshit.
General Electric was Edison's thing.
Yeah, so General Electric was formed in 1892, and by that time, Edison had a minimum role in the company. Mm-hmm. While Edison promoted DC power from his home in New Jersey, or New York, Elihu, I don't know how to say his name, Thompson, William Stanley, and C.P. Steinmetz promoted AC as the future. The company was not for DC, quote. Tesla and Edison did not get along. That's true. But apparently popular media likes to promote the AC/DC conflict in simple, easy-to-digest package. You just love to watch, like, read about conflict. Like that comic. This is talking about that comic here, the oatmeal comic.
Yeah.
Apparently one page reads, Edison also hated Tesla because Tesla invented, end quote, and so on. The quote highlights once again the conflict aspect. And if conflict and drama is your focus of interest, then study the World Wrestling Federation, not engineering. That's what I have for that. That apparently it's, as history likes to do, they like to glamorize things and blow things out of proportion.
They do.
Which you can even see that happening, like, nowadays, right?
Well, yeah, it's everywhere.
Like, everything's glamorized for a reason, like the Kardashians.
But it's like, I don't even watch that because I don't care about that. Like,
yeah.
No one, like, why do you even care about these people? Did you know, by the way, that Mark Twain and Tesla were BFFs?
I did know that, actually.
Tesla cured Mark Twain's constipation.
I did read that. Constipation.
Put him on one of his, electro
bath. Yeah, he, like, Tesla took electro baths. I forgot about that.
Because he said they were cleaner. They got rid of more bacteria.
Yeah, than actually taking a shower.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he never got laid.
Well,
besides pigeons.
Was he crazy because of all the technology he was around? Probably.
That could be.
I think so, because he stood in electricity regularly. However, he wasn't a fan of x-rays because he thought they were dangerous. While Edison, meanwhile, was almost going blind by shooting them into his eyeballs.
No, that's what you would do.
No.
Wouldn't you? Like, if you had an x-ray, what would you do with it?
I don't think I'd shoot into my eyeballs.
Maybe he was trying to make x-ray glasses, and he accidentally flipped the lenses around backwards, so they're shooting into his eyeballs. And like,
well, that's,
he's like, I just want to see through girls' clothes. And he's like, oh, fuck, I just, my eyes hurt.
A guy died because Edison was shooting x-rays into him.
Okay.
So that also makes him a total D-bag.
Yeah, well, why do they still need to put... Why do they still need to put lead, like, vest on us when they x-ray us?
Because it's still dangerous.
Well, then why the fuck do they do it?
I'm not
a doctor. Why didn't Tesla make a better way?
Because he didn't want to, because he knew it was dangerous, so he didn't do it.
Oh, it was Edison that created the x-ray.
No, it was the other dude.
Oh, so...
Röntgen.
So Tesla didn't create the x-ray.
No,
I thought you said he did.
He did, but he didn't like it because it was dangerous.
He built
it's a shadow... Shadow graph is what he called it.
Yeah, he built it as like a part of another machine. Like he needed to, from what I remember, he like made something, but he couldn't see inside of it, and he didn't want to take it apart. So he's like, I'll just make a machine that can look inside this thing that I made.
Probably.
That's what I read somewhere. I don't remember where. I have no sources.
I just have
no my sources are Google.
I'm not really going to open this book right now.
What got you into Tesla? Like, where did you first hear about Tesla?
So, I was dating this guy back in 2009.
Okay.
And we were here, actually, back at my parents' house, visiting for the weekend or something. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? And he knew about Tesla.
Okay.
So, I was like, okay. So, we went to Discovery World because they had a presentation about Tesla.
Okay.
So that's where I fell in love with this man.
So you went to Discovery World.
It was Tesla that I fell in love with.
Where, okay, if you don't live in Milwaukee, you probably don't know what Discovery World is.
It's the best place in the world.
Yeah, it's like a scientific, like, museum, interactive
it's
thing.
It's hands-on.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Well, they built a new one. It's on the lake now, and it's really great.
I thought that's always where it was.
Well, no, because it used to be attached to the museum.
Oh, it shows you how... I haven't been there literally since I was a kid.
But now it's on the lake in its own building.
Yeah, I've been there since. I just haven't gone inside and, like, checked it out.
Well, it's pretty cool.
I just remember, like, that ball you could touch and your hair would stand up.
Yeah. There's a really great exhibit about the Great Lakes, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really, like, there's fish and everything.
Oh, nice.
It talks about shipwrecks, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of them off, like, the...
Yeah. Off of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. I'm just wondering if these microphones are picking up my indigestion.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
You can hear it?
I hear it.
Like, blah, blah.
I'm trying to ignore it.
Sorry, I actually ate two meals today. I'm not used to... You heard that? That's awesome. That's some good podcasting right there. All right, so that's how you... first heard about him.
Yeah, so I guess shout out to Matt.
But you ended up breaking up, so
we
bye,
did.
Matt. All right, so closing notes on Nikola Tesla.
I didn't know you weren't done. Wait, we didn't even talk about Wardenclyffe.
Who?
The Wardenclyffe, the tower that was there in New York. Basically...
Stark Tower?
Okay.
Wasn't...
J.P. Morgan funded this tower and the lab, and when he found out that Tesla was going to use it for free electricity, he cut funding. That's it. What a jerk. J.P. Morgan is a jerk. Oh, also Westinghouse pulled all of the money that he was giving to Tesla.
Okay.
But he paid for his hotel room to die in, so that's great.
What? Yeah. So basically, the moral of the story is...
Don't cut funding to really brilliant people.
No, the moral of the story is, if you're going to make something, sell it. Because if you can't make money off it, no one cares.
He was not a businessman at all.
Yeah, no one cares if you can't make money off something.
That's why Edison was... Can you stop?
I'm not doing it on purpose. And it's actually pissed me off because I don't want it to be on the podcast. I mean, I just need a burp. I can't make myself burp, though.
You can't?
No. Can you?
Yeah?
Do it.
No!
Do it.
I don't want to.
Come on.
I'm a lady.
Oh, shut up. Come on. I'll try it, too. Oh, shit! Why the hell can't I do that? TJ,
you gotta give me a beer? You gotta swallow ear. Air. You gotta swallow air.
How do you swallow air? It's not a solid.
Oh my God, our kids are not going to be able to burp.
I can burp.
Yeah,
I just
you can't
do it
either,
on command.
Can you?
No, I can't burp even when I want to burp.
No, you can't.
Carrie, if you're going to talk, you got to come over here near a microphone.
Yeah, come here. Here. Come over here.
We can't have dead air either.
I don't
so.
Want to be on the video thing.
Well, then
just come back here.
Right. Don't stand in front of it, though. All right. So, TJ, you got any viewer mail for us? Do we have any viewer mail?
Anyway, Tesla was a sexy mofo who invented a lot of things that we use today.
Okay.
And you should love him. The end.
I am a fan of Nikola.
I'm really glad.
Tesla.
And
you gotta sing his name.
I'm not.
You have to sing it.
I don't want to.
Sing his praises.
I did today by getting a tattoo.
Wait.
On the day of his death.
I think I got a burp. Oh my God.
That was
a lame,
that was the
burp.
Lamest burp I've ever heard in my life.
I have a bunch of gas.
All the burps that I had. That was beautiful. All my burps.
Disgusting.
I smell it.
Oh, shut up. We got no user. We got no viewer mail. No one mails us.
Wait, questions from the audience?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Well,
look at him. Look at him. He's sexy.
Like, did he have
a mustache? Yes.
No, any mental disabilities, and/or did he ever do drugs? Because he sounds like he.
He didn't do drugs. He didn't even drink coffee.
Yeah.
You can't hear me.
He had OCD.
Oh. He didn't drink coffee.
He had OCD.
He had OCD.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, if you were to listen to the podcast, you would have heard us discuss that.
No, I listened to that, but there was
he also hallucinated.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did you look up the brother?
But it would be like it'd
the
be like when he like he hallucinated when he was younger.
Death.
Sort of. Wait, is what he thinks.
It just seems like I wonder if he had like
schizophrenia. This is what I read.
He probably did.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably something.
Something
but it,
that
he had
you guys can't
OCD
talk
for
over
sure.
Each other.
Wasn't
quiet.
Maybe it wasn't identifiable.
It wasn't
that day
because we call it OCD now, but it wasn't a thing then.
Okay. So I had my producer look this up like half hour ago.
sitting on it.
About his brother's death. It says the shock of his brother's death turned him into a mystic at age 7. The defining event of young Nicola's death, or childhood, not his death. His childhood was the day he witnessed the death of his older brother.
Yeah, he witnessed it.
Dane
he
Cook.
He caused
it. That's debatable.
He startled the horse, which killed his brother. That's not debatable.
Look at this packet of hot sauce.
In the years following the tragedy, Tesla began seeing visions of the air around him filled with tongues of living flame. As an adolescent, Tesla learned to exercise his willpower to control the visions. But in later life, he would spend much of his time feeding, and he claimed mystically communicating with New York's pigeons and fucking them.
So his brother's
in the mouth.
Caused his
pigeon
love.
He
did you say in the mouth?
The beaks.
Yeah. He would. It's getting higher. TJ, can you check the levels?
It's red.
It's red. I'm gonna have to compress that.
I can't.
So he would.
Oh my gosh,
he would beak rape.
Dude, are you still laughing?
The sound waves are being red. raped right now.
Much like those pigeons.
Shut up!
He would beak rape them?
Make sure you put that on Facebook and tag me.
How did you just...
Gotta breathe.
Well, too bad those pigeons couldn't breathe when they were getting beak raped.
Don't talk so ill of this man who gave you so many things for your life.
What did he give me?
If he hadn't done the thing that he did, you wouldn't have this podcast right now.
But I'm
wireless.
Not, I don't plan on
wireless.
I don't plan on.
Shut up.
But I don't plan on beak fucking any pigeons. Going live right now.
Is this Facebook?
I'm Facebook live right now.
Okay.
Oh God, no!
Beak fuck.
You are not live right now.
I am live.
Oh my God, you fucking. All
right. We got my producer over there. We got Carrie running upstairs. We got the lovely Kaylin. And we got myself. But we're going to wrap this podcast up unless you have anything more.
Do you have any other questions? We didn't even talk about Colorado Springs. When he went there and he built a gigantic Tesla coil.
I know.
That people couldn't even rebuild until 2010.
I did hear about that. But I don't know.
He predicted lightning strikes and shit.
How about you just tell me what you want to know about, or what you want me to know? I am a fan of Tesla.
Good.
I think he's pretty fucking cool.
He is pretty cool. Wait, but if you're on Facebook Live, let's now people can see us.
Okay. If you're on Facebook Live, Kaylin's going to take her pants off.
I am going to.
Here you go, Mom.
But
oh,
he died today. This is the day he died.
We got people watching.
Do you?
Yeah.
Great.
Here we go. We're going nude. Oh.
Look how beautiful that is.
There's the Tesla coil.
Tesla coil. Oh, this is also done by Marcus Rosetto at Akara Arts in Bayview. What?
Shout out.
Shout out.
Marcus.
Wait, Marcus.
Marcus Rosetto.
Oh, it's my buddy. He's done mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's Marcus.
Yeah, it's Marcus. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to tell you, actually.
Yeah, he did
my
shit.
Because TJ was telling me about...
Yeah, he did this zombie right here.
TJ was telling me about that. And I'm like, hey, I went to this guy and he's pretty good. I'm going to tell Sean about him, but I don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I go to Marcus quite often.
So, hey, Marcus, by the way, I'm sorry I owe you $10 extra because...
And Marcus did Freddy vs. Jason here.
Make sure you tag him.
One of my favorite tattoos. My favorite tattoo on your right arm.
This is my favorite tattoo of all time. Before, it was my Firefly tattoo. Now it's Tesla tattoo.
You have Firefly?
I do.
What's that?
From Gotham?
All right, we're showing tattoos now. Oh, it's a quote. It says, you have it memorized?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take this sky from me. Have no place I can be since I found serenity. Serenity. But you can't take this sky from me.
Is that the Serenity logo?
This is the ship, actually, from Firefly. And these are the opening credits. Shut up.
What?
It looks like a pigeon.
No, people ask me if it's a Bible verse and a bird all the time. And I'm like, don't talk to me.
Well, planes kind of look like birds.
It's a spaceship.
Spaceship. Is it a Tesla spaceship?
He did the UFO thing. We already talked about this.
Yeah, we did. All right, do we have anything else to talk about, or should we wrap this shit up?
What else do you want? Let me go through my notes. Let me go through my notes.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Tony. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Why are you pointing it to me?
I'm not pointing it out. That's my producer. He's not sitting down with the headphones on, monitoring like he's supposed to.
I'm looking at it. It's beautiful. Okay. That's golden.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is inside the podcast.
My favorite thing is...
Hour 8:18.
So Tesla believed X-rays are harmful. How weird, he was right. Edison was a dick about it and killed someone.
Wait, say that again?
It's just my favorite thing about my notes.
Yeah, say it again.
So Tesla believed X-rays are harmful. How weird, he was right. And Edison was a dick and killed someone with it.
That's true.
He killed a lot of people with a lot of things that Tesla did, I feel. What a jerk.
But Edison also created the electric chair, which got rid of a lot of bad people.
But he also used AC current, which took a long ass time.
Let him suffer. Someone, like, kill someone, shouldn't they die the same way?
Probably. But why would you kill an elephant?
Yeah, why kill any animal? Unless you need to eat.
But you don't need to eat an elephant.
I don't know. I've never eaten an elephant before. Carrie, have you ever eaten an elephant?
No, and I never would.
I thought they were endangered.
I would never eat any wild game like that.
What did you have today?
I only ate bacon because someone else bought it.
And you had ham.
Wild game?
Bought it. Like elephants and giraffes and like, you know, shit people kill for the game of killing.
Oh, you're talking about like exotic animals.
Yeah, that's it.
I should switch this shit over to this camera.
I don't think anyone ever really watches Facebook Live for it.
We got
people are watching right now.
Yeah.
We're famous. Sean's got a lot of followers.
Yeah. I'm very super famous. Super. A lot of people know I exist.
Maybe you should let me hold it.
So you're not on camera?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're not on camera right now.
All
right. Although most of the screen is ceiling.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why you should let me hold it.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Hi.
Alright, for people only listening to the audio,
no.
I'll click the button. I don't ever
want to do Facebook Live ever again. What is this? You turned your phone on. In the front.
That was a traumatic experience for her.
Okay. So the people listening to Carrie, turn it around.
Yes.
Okay. So for people only listening to the podcast and they're not streaming live right now, I have my phone on the front camera.
The selfie camera, area.
And I was using that to film, and Carrie wanted to film it, so I handed it to her, and she thought it was on the normal outward camera.
Jamie, don't share it!
And she was scared by what she saw in the selfie.
For what? Wait, what?
I mean, you don't have a mic, don't talk.
I was reading the comments. I don't need a mic for this.
Alright, so, we wrapping this up, or you want to talk some other
shit? No, we can. What, it's probably been like an hour now.
Probably.
Hour, 11 minutes.
An hour and 11 seconds. Longest podcast ever.
Because he's great, and we could talk about so much more stuff. Maybe there could be a part two.
I do have to pee.
Like a 0.5.
Yeah, I do have to pee.
Okay, well, then we got to end it, but then there's got to be a follow-up, like 0.5 episode.
Maybe we should start a live streaming earlier. We're getting a lot of people.
Yeah.
I just shared, like, to 30 people.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
No, wait. I got to share mine. Wait. You got to wait a second before you pee.
Somebody said you're beautiful, Carrie.
That's Jamie because I told her not to share.
How do I look at this?
Yeah, Jamie needs Sean's? To spell my name properly.
Yeah, Sean, yeah.
We need to keep talking, though, because this is an audio podcast.
I shared it to you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else I can go back and talk about? Let's try to keep people still interested. this long into it, blah, blah, blah.
It's got a delay.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, mine does.
What are you doing?
I'm viewing
my notes. All right. So Edison.
Was a dick. No,
Tesla did not make the coil, the loudspeaker, the radar, fluorescent lamp. He did not make microwaves.
He didn't. No, I don't think he even knew about microwaves.
Yeah. Albert W. Hall invented a type of magnetron from the Transformers, which led to a lot of inventions, including today's microwave oven, the microwave communication links, and radar. You can dig deeper on this and find many early pioneers, even before Albert Hull, the Edison Tech Center, and Shenada Daddy, Natty, Natty, Natty.
Did you know he had a gambling problem?
Tesla?
Yeah.
He did. I knew he had a
his
pigeon.
His dad yelled at him. His dad yelled at him a lot.
Yeah.
For his gambling problem.
His Croatian daddy.
Yeah.
I know he liked to beak fuck pigeons.
What about cold fire? Metal plate that would flush a body with lightning.
Cold fire.
Oh, that's also the electrobath.
Yeah. You would
shoot. Oh, wait. I have a thing that I have to talk about.
Okay.
And it is this thing that he did. Hang on. The fireball.
Okay.
Oh, he also did cryogenic engineering. He created radio waves in space, resonant frequency of the Earth, because he was an MF genius, and a packet of hot sauce. Produced ball lightning in a lab that no one has been able to do since. So, like, it's a slow-moving ball of electricity.
He did, like, the shuriken.
Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah. But no one's been able to produce this inside.
Well, yeah.
Also, remote control neon lights, right, modern electric motor, and wireless communications. Thank you, Tesla. I'm sorry that you died today alone eating Nabisco crackers and drinking milk.
Beak fucking pigeons. With her leather laser eyes shot at her
nipples. She died in his arms.
She died wrapped around his dick. So we're still filming a podcast. We're not just doing a Facebook Live. So we have to primarily, because most people are going to be listening to this on iTunes, so we have to pay attention to the podcast.
Even though he was a packet of Diablo sauce from Taco Bell, he was celibate for his entire 86 years of life.
And he...
a packet of hot sauce.
He inspired...
Like three packets of hot sauce.
He inspired Freddie Mercury, Tom Selleck, and Dan Fry to grow badass mustaches.
Probably.
And Joseph
Show,
Stallman.
By the way... Your rad-ass poster I made.
Oh, shit, yeah.
By the way, if you need anything, I'm trying to build a portfolio, so...
Not only is she an electrician, but she also makes posters.
Yeah. Need posters?
We're going to get this hung up down here in the
posters,
podcast
business
studio.
Posters, cards, logos, you name it. I'll do it. Trying to build a portfolio.
Dick pics? You want a poster of your dick? Yeah.
With pigeons.
Are you on a picture of your dick going through a pigeon?
No.
Like, all the way scared?
No.
Like a...
No, don't do that.
If you want a poster of your dick skewering two pigeons, like a shish, like a disc kebab.
I don't agree with that.
I probably won't.
You need to not talk.
I probably won't do it.
You won't print that?
Oh, no.
What if it's a pigeon
based on the
diving
person...
into a vagina?
Based on the weird person that printed this poster this evening, I would say no.
Was it on the east side?
Where is it? Greenfield?
76th Street.
76th Mall. Oh, Southridge?
Southridge, yeah.
Oh.
He was weird, though. Okay, so he clearly saw that it wasn't a black and white thing, and he printed it black and white. It looked like shit, and I was so mad. I'm like, this is not a black.
It's not black and white?
No.
Where's your color?
Do you know your color is not black? This is not black.
What are you talking about?
You can see on the bottom how it's not black.
If that got pulled over, that would be arrested.
Probably. White privilege.
That's
hashtag.
Black. That's black.
No, it's not, because I sampled it and it's not
was
black.
Was it cocoa?
Probably something like that.
Shades of red.
And
I haven't fucked a pigeon in 2 years. Or
right,
ever.
So
I've never fucked
that.
A pigeon. I am not a great man like Tesla.
I was gonna say.
All right,
that's how you become a great person is if you do that.
Carrie, I'm gonna leave you for a beautiful white pigeon. Although Carrie's beautiful
lasers.
And she's white, she doesn't.
She might be a pigeon.
She doesn't shoot lasers out of her eyes, but she's pretty awesome.
I think she does though when she looks at you like that.
I feel daggers right now.
It's probably lasers.
Laser daggers.
So she's basically a pigeon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, look at her head cock.
Basically a pigeon.
All right, so yeah, let's wrap this up. I don't have
If you need a 0.5 episode, I'll be glad to follow up with you. All my research.
All right, if any listeners have any questions, you can email us at makemeafanpodcast@gmail.com. I will forward them to Kaylin, and she will tell you to go fuck
a pigeon.
He
had a world wireless system that the Earth would act as a conductor of energy, while a grounded Tesla coil tuned to the same frequency would be used as a receiver.
Yeah, that was the whole internet. The whole worldwide free energy.
That nobody wanted to do because it's free.
Yeah.
Assholes.
No.
We're going to be living so much better right now.
We're going to need that in 5 years when we have autonomous semis and, like, the number one job you can get as, like, a middle class, lower class person
is
gone.
What is happening upstairs right now? Can you hold this?
All right, we got animals fighting upstairs.
Anyway, bye.
Do you have any? Do you have anything you want to plug besides?
Yeah, myself.
Yeah.
That's it. If you need a poster or a business card or a logo,
do you have a name for your company?
Command Prompt.
How can people get a hold of you?
Command.
Do you
with
want to
a
give
K.
out your phone number on iTunes?
Not really.
You want to give out an email address?
I can.
Okay, apparently she's not. You can find her...
I will put it in the comment section of this YouTube video.
Okay, on that Facebook, you might, too.
On Facebook, too, it will be.
Yeah, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Make Me a Fan Podcast. On Twitter, it's just Make Me a Fan because Twitter sucks, but I've been getting the most followers there for some reason. Or you can go to makemeafanpodcast.simdiff.com to get all the links to listen to this. Well, you already listened to it, so you don't need to go there. But go there, email us.
Yes, follow. I'm trying to start my own business, so please help me. If you need anything, just let me know. I'll make you a thing.
Wait, like she, what? Like what? Like what do you all make?
Like posters. I'll do business cards. I'll do brochures for you.
Do you do websites?
I do websites. I have a web design certificate. I make it for you from scratch.
Can you alter like websites created on like Weebly?
I can use like the CMS. I can do WordPress. I can do. Whatever.
All right. Well, Wix. You're hired. I need your help.
Okay, thanks.
All right. And on that note,
should we cheers?
Thanks for listening. And
Tesla is a great-ass man. He died today for your sins.
Rest in peace, Tesla. Hopefully your beak-fucking pigeon's in heaven.
They're probably together right now.
Yeah, dancing. The pigeon and him are in heaven right now.
They are.
Getting banged by angels.
Probably.
All right. Cut that shit off. We're done. I got to pee.
That was way fun.
Back old grandpa's 2 cents. Old timers, they're in a pinch. I'm a fan of it. Oh shit. Splitting logs, smoking hogs, feeding leftovers. Three-legged dogs. One man's trash is another man's treasure. One man's pain is another man's pleasure. It's out of style. Sure drives me wild. I'm a fan of it. Oh, shit. Old turntable, vinyl record. Hand me down to Black and Decker. I'm a fan of it. Oh shit. One man's trash is another man's treasure. One man's pain is another man's pleasure. If it's out of style, sure drives me wild. Singing hymns, skipping stones. When I think of him, I think of home. I'm a fan of it. Oh, shit. Now Grandpa's trash is my treasure. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm